You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
You're traveling through another dimension, not only of sight and sound, but of restoration. That sign up ahead, Perfection Auto Works.
Yes, I'm here to pick up my car. Is it ready?
Yeah, perfect timing. Of course it's ready.
And the cost?
The exact price we quoted you.
Was there any other problem besides the fuel pump?
No, we ran it through our 26-point inspection, and it's all clear. You have a perfect running car.
Hey, thanks.
Any problems or concerns in the future, we're here for you.
This can't be happening. This is all too perfect.
Melvin Novak has just had an experience few encounter. Trouble-free car repair. No, he is not dreaming. He has just left the perfection zone. You can enter as well. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
The John C. Scott Show is paid for by the John C. Scott Company, LLC. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, which is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to weekend political talk show in all of Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. Today's guests include Dr. Randy Freese, trauma surgeon, educator, veteran, a member of the State House of Representatives and now a candidate for Congress. We'll also talk with Charles Heller, co-founder of the Arizona Citizens Defense League. And we'll talk with Jim Hanley, our financial expert. It's a great show today, and I'm glad you could join us. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, here's Dr. Randy Freese. Doctor, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
Another slaughter, automatic weapons involved, weapons of mass destruction, assault weapons. You've preached against that in I think every phase of your life, especially now that you're a legislator and now a candidate for Congress. I just cannot understand why anyone can justify these assault weapons, weapons of war, weapons of mass destruction, for any kind of purpose other than killing people in our society. How can you argue against your position of saying these are not a part of our public and should not be?
Well, I think you're exactly right. These are weapons of war. I do support an assault rifle ban. I know that President Biden and Vice President Harris have really pushed Congress to move after this most recent two tragic shootings in recent weeks. I know I get kind of tired of people paying attention to this problem and sending out thoughts and prayers and things like that, and then there's no action. You know, I'm tired of nothing. We need to do more than nothing. People's lives can be saved. There's no question.
You have seen many times what automatic weapon or weapon of mass destruction bullet can do to the human body. It's terrifying and horrible, and you've dealt with it all your life. It must show you something that we don't see every day.
Well, I think, you know, if I'm successful in my campaign to get to Congress, I will bring a unique perspective. There have certainly been physicians in Congress and surgeons in Congress, but I'm certainly someone who is operating on those injured by these weapons and telling their loved ones. I've told a mother that their child has died because he was standing at the doorway and got caught between criminals firing in the street. I've told a husband, a wife and a husband that their spouse was paralyzed because of gunfire. I've told people that your life will be changed forever because of injuries from firearms, accidental as well as purposeful. So we need to be safer with our weapons. We need to respect our Second Amendment rights, but we need to be responsible gun owners, and we need to have legislation that is directed toward gun safety.
You have been a Second Amendment protector, and in many cases, I know people wouldn't put you in that category, but you respect the right of people to own firearms, but I think you've drawn the line with these assault weapons and also background checks. Now, the killer in California, in Colorado at Boulder had apparently passed a weapons check and was able to get the gun legally. He apparently used a Ruger AR 556 pistol that resembles an AR-15 rifle, which can do so much damage so quickly. But, I mean, that's where you draw the line, that it will start with the idea we can ban these assault weapons and you will not jeopardize people's right to protect themselves or defend themselves. Is that your thinking?
That's exactly right. The Second Amendment is part of the Constitution. It has been for hundreds of years. I think that we need to be careful about making sure people have their rights protected, but we also have to be responsible. And I do believe in a comprehensive system of background checks for every gun purchase. Will it catch 100% of people? Will it weed out 100% of people that shouldn't be purchasing weapons? No. But it will become part of the process. It will become part of the standard that people accept. I need to wait a few extra minutes to have this NIC system, the National Criminal Instant Background Check System, clear me, and I can purchase my weapon within minutes. Now, if there's a problem, you might have to wait an hour or two or a couple of days. But if you are able to own a weapon, you are not a prohibited possessor, you are not have an order of protection against you by a court, a judgment by a judge, then you should be able to get your weapon. But I think we should be careful and do the screening that we should do to make sure that these weapons aren't falling into the hands of people who shouldn't have them and could possibly cause harm.
What is the argument you hear against your position? And you must hear it all the time.
Well, I mean, people talk about it being a slippery slope to infringing upon our constitutional rights. And I think that's just trying to lead with fear. I want to lead with common sense, and I want to lead with solutions. I think about the flip side of a background check, right? The background check is making sure, and I'm talking about every gun purchase, right? So let's say a citizen would like to sell their weapon, their firearm to another citizen, and my proposal would require that exchange happen in the presence of a federally licensed firearms dealer. They have access to the National Criminal Instant Background Check System. So basically, you would take your weapon into the federally licensed firearms dealer's shop. They would run the purchaser through their background check. If they pass, the transfer happens, the sale happens. Think about the flip side. You're clearing the purchaser, but think about the other side. If you were to sell that weapon, if the seller were to sell that weapon outside of a background check and then find out 2 days later that that weapon was used to slaughter 15 people, how terrible would that feel? So you're protecting society by making sure that the purchaser can legally buy the weapon, and you're protecting the seller to make sure they don't inadvertently give a weapon or sell a weapon to someone who means to do harm with it.
Let me ask you about this campaign. You had an enormous turnout in the first few days after announcing for the congressional seat in Congressional District 2. I think over 1,000 people donated to your campaign within 24 hours, as I understand it. That's remarkable.
Well, we had a great show of enthusiasm and excitement, making lots of phone calls, as you're sure, you know, as candidates do in their first couple of days after announcing. So much positive feedback, enthusiasm, gratitude, appreciation, excitement. It's hard work, but it's also very rewarding to talk to people who share my values and support my goals.
By the way, you're not sure where this district's going to be. We're going to redraw these lines, are we not? Are you anxious about that a little bit?
Not at all. I mean, I made it clear my intention is to run for the seat in which I live, the seat which Ann Kirkpatrick has stated she will not run for and will be retiring in 2022. I live in that district now. It's my intention to run for this this district. If for some reason the lines are so drastically different that I am no longer in this district, I still will run for the CD2 seat. And then if I'm successful, we'll have a decision to make in 2024.
Well, you've kind of waited for this particular opportunity. I mean, you've talked about running for Congress before. What stopped you before?
You know, I had the opportunity. I was, asked to look at the opportunity, and I always wanted to stay in Arizona. I felt like I had a lot to learn about Arizona policymaking and politics. I felt I had a lot to offer here locally. A lot of significant change is done at the local level. However, I'm now termed out of the state house. I can't run for the state house again. And the opportunity with the congresswoman retiring made me think that it's time for me to take the transition to Congress in Washington. I think I'm ready. I think I've learned a lot. I've been a very effective Democrat in a Republican majority state. This year, I was actually able to get a gun safety measure through committee and onto the floor of the House. It dealt with making sure that concealed carry weapons permits were seized from people who were prohibited possessors. In no way did this infringe upon anyone's Second Amendment right. It simply clarified how the law was to be followed. The law says right now, if you become a prohibited possessor because you committed a felony, you were sentenced and convicted, or you were had a judgment, order of protection against you by a court, by a judge, then you needed to have your CCW card seized if you were a CCW card holder. That wasn't happening when I was talking to people in the system and I was trying to clarify how it should happen. In no way infringed upon anyone's Second Amendment rights. I was able to get that through a Republican majority committee to the floor of the House. It didn't get put up for a vote, but it is a huge advance in what I'd been able to do in the past. So it's the first time that I've gotten a bill to that place in the process. And again, I'll try again next year with some help from Republicans, because I did have Republican support on this bill.
Well,
I've been able to work.
Oh, go ahead.
I've been able to work across the aisle in getting bills out of the House that regulate the new adult recreational marijuana use, as well as the medical marijuana use industry. We need testing. We need some tightening up the regulations around testing. I've been able to get three bills out of the House with no opposition. There were some people not voting, and over into the Senate, where I'm hopeful to continue the support and get them to the governor's desk.
I just want to say, after 34 years as a talk show host, a former state senator, I endorse your campaign for Congress. I think you'll make a great congressman. I think we need you. I will do everything I can to see to it that you win that seat. Let me take a quick break and come back and talk about the border issue. This is a border congressional seat. The border will be priming this entire discussion and debate as to who is elected to the congressional district two seat that you seek. And we'll come back and talk about the border, if you don't mind, in just a moment, Randy. Hang on.
Thank you, John. Absolutely.
Back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Dr. Randy Fries, a trauma surgeon, educator, veteran, member of the State House of Representatives, candidate for Congress and Congressional District 2. Let's talk about the border. What is the Biden policy, as you understand it, different from the Trump policy? We still have people massing at the border, still trying to get here. Some would call it a crisis. Some would suggest it is another development that has to be dealt with. What do you suggest we do, and how do you evaluate Biden's approach to this problem?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is to stop all the finger-pointing and the blaming, and we need to find solutions. And both sides are guilty of the blaming and the finger-pointing and not working together. This is the immigration and immigration reform is a problem that we've been faced with for years, and we just have failed to address it in a sustainable way, right? We are constantly in a position where whoever has the majority just does what they want because they have the majority and they can, instead of thoughtfully thinking about how do we find a comprehensive piece of policy that has support from both sides. And I think we have the same problem in the State House that we have in Congress, where just because you have a majority, the majority does what they want. There is value. There is value in saying, I'm going to not get everything I need in this piece of policy that I think is right. I'm going to give up a thing or two that I might disagree with in order to broaden the support for it. Not only do you broaden the support for it amongst members of Congress, you broaden support for it amongst citizens and Americans. And, you know, we all are focused on border security. We know border security is an issue that we must pay attention to. But we also have to pay attention to the process of immigrating into this country. It is difficult. It is cumbersome. We should think about how do we get people here legally and people that can come here legally, and we can get them into the system more easily, get them working more readily. There are plenty of jobs that immigrants do that we need as part of our economy. I think that what we're failing to do is we're failing to work together to find solutions and compromise and understand you can't always have everything you want in a particular piece of policy in order to have broader support for it.
Let me ask people to join your effort to win this seat in Congressional District 2. How do people get involved in your campaign, Doctor?
Thank you, John, and let me thank you for your endorsement from earlier before the break. My campaign website information about me is available on drfriesforarizona.com. That's drfriesefor, arizona.com. There's a bio on me, short video about why I'm in the race. We'll certainly flush out the website with policy positions as the campaign moves forward.
You know, I noticed on Politico that a science group in the country, in the nation, had pledged $1 million to your campaign. It's a third-party effort. You're not involved in it. Can't be. But you had to be encouraged by that announcement, right? Somebody just suggesting our group's going to get together and spend $1 million to elect Randy Fries. That's not bad.
I can't say that when I read that I didn't have a smile on my face, but I absolutely believe we need more science-based decision makers, fact-based, data-based, analytic-based decision makers, and policy makers in Congress. I mean, this is not anecdote. We shouldn't be making decisions on anecdote or what I might believe. We need to take into account what we know as fact, what science tells us, and when we're making these policy decisions, because we're addressing the future here, and we're making investments in the future here, and we're talking about what things might look like in 20 or 30 years on the decisions and policies we're making today. So we need to make sure that they're sound policies that are based in fact and science.
All right, very quickly, as a physician, have we jumped the gun by opening this state up, and I only have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, by opening this state up almost totally ahead of really what is still a troubling pandemic that is still killing people and hospitalizing people in our state and infecting people in the state? Are we ahead of it, and tragically so, do you think?
Yeah, unfortunately, on both ends of this game, when the pandemic started, we were too slow to react. To put into place protective measures, and now being on the other end of it as it's starting to wind down, we're being too quick to take those measures away. I completely am concerned, have major concerns about relaxing things too quickly. The message that's coming from the state government should still be things are getting better. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We need to remain cautious and vigilant with our masking, with our social distancing. I agree with opening up Arizona very thoughtfully and with measures that make sense, but to just sweep away all recommendations, even when the CDC is still recommending caution, is a bit reckless.
Well, I wish you the very best, Doctor, and I wonder if you're going to bring your Golden Retriever into this campaign. I have a Golden Retriever, which is just the closest thing to my life right now.
Yeah,
That, by the way, Golden Retriever was instrumental in one of your predecessors in Congressional District 2. Do we expect to see your Golden in this one?
We've had, my wife and I have had Goldens now since probably 2013. We usually rescue older Goldens. We've had them for 2 years, as long as 8 years. Cooper was our last Golden. He died this summer. Now we have Autumn. We call her Audie. We just got her a few months ago. She's only 11 months old, so she's breaking us into the puppy energy, but we love her, and she's awesome. And, yeah, you'll probably see her around in my campaign.
Good. Yeah, I lost my wife a few months ago, and the Golden's all I have left, Marley, and I cannot tell you. What a sheer joy it is to walk home and see that dog wagging its tail at the door.
Yes.
Even though there's a void there that I don't think I'll ever fill. But they are amazing, amazing creatures of love and affection beyond any description. And I know you feel that way as well. Doctor, thanks for being with us. Good luck to you and your campaign. We'll talk often. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Dr. Andy Freese, candidate for Congress, Democrat in Congressional District 2. He's a member of the State House of Representatives in Legislative District 9. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, thank you, Mike Emery.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
Jeez, Edith, where's the car? Meathead was supposed to meet us out front there.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Archie. He took it over to Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, gosh, Edith, I told you I don't want anybody touching that car unless they know what they was doing.
Archie, Mike Emery knows what he's doing. He's ASE certified and he restores old cars.
Why, Edith, you done it again. Jeez, Edith, is that the LaSalle? Listen to it purring.
It reminds me of the first time you took me out on a date, Archie.
Yes, you were purring yourself that night, weren't you, Edith?
Oh, Archie.
Stifle yourself there, Edith.
We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and even LaSalle. But don't let that scare your Toyota or Chevy away. 323-8650. That's 323-8650. 8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
G.R.O. LaSalle McGray knows why that
from the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me is Charles Heller, co-founder of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, past president of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. He is host of Swap Shop and Liberty Watch, heard on this radio station on Sundays. He is Charles Heller. Hi, Charles. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join me. Thank you.
Hi, John. Thanks for inviting me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. I know you feel very strongly about gun rights. Let's talk about these automatic weapons, these assault weapons, weapons of war that we were talking about with Dr. Randy Fries earlier, and perhaps the banning of these weapons. Your argument against that, I'm sure you have one.
Well, actually, John, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about, weapons of war and automatic weapons. What do you mean?
Well, weapons that obviously kill so many people so quickly is what we were talking about when we talk about a Ruger AR-560 pistol or an AR-15 rifle, and the slaughter that occurred in Boulder within just a few moments of so many dead so quickly. That was the result,
John,
of that weapon.
It works no differently than any other gun. You get one shot for each pull of the trigger. That's a revolver gives you the same amount of ammo for the same pulls of trigger. And you can reload a revolver almost, not quite, but almost as fast. Look, only a person who doesn't understand the issue would believe that the type of gun has anything to do with the act. The family knew that the killer was unstable, he had a gun, and they were scared of it, and they did nothing. In Arizona, we have laws on the books to deal with that, although in Tucson we lack the police officers to respond. But if you know that a family member is unstable and a danger, why would you not use the law to mitigate that? I'm not blaming the family. I'm simply asking why.
It just seems to me, Charles, that this police officer, Erdrick Talley, 51 years old, that arrived on the scene first, was outgunned. If this
no,
man,
he wasn't.
Just a minute.
If he
was up against this kind of weapon, would you not suggest he was not outgunned?
Oh, hell no. No, he had the same amount of ammunition, probably more ammunition than the bad guy did. And the fact that the bad guy was stopped in the middle of his massacre indicates that the police officer was not outgunned. He may have been outmaneuvered.
He was stopped because other officers responded en masse. There was over a dozen officers firing at him.
But they may be the ones who took him in custody, John.
They are.
But he was certainly not outgunned, and most cops have the ability to have a patrol rifle just like that one in their car. They don't have to be outgunned. Look at what happened Thursday in Atlanta at a Publix store when a guy walked in with six guns. A wide-awake patron told management, who immediately called the police, and then they arrested the guy without incident. That's the way it's supposed to work. First of all, John, I hold the media in part responsible for misinforming the public about this, John. You and I, as broadcasters, have a duty in the public interest to not be saying the perpetrators' names on the air, first of all. And second, as broadcasters, we need to be reminding our audiences that they're responsible for their own safety, not the police. The police are immune from any liability to protect you, and it's been that way for a long time. And don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself. It's Warren versus District of Columbia from 1981. The police are not required to protect you, John. The cops are the good guys, and they want to help, but they can't be everywhere.
And you know, your argument concerning the perhaps a mental state of this individual would seem to be an argument for background checks. You support them?
No, it wouldn't. Background. The guy. Okay, John. Thank you for bringing that up. The guy passed the background check. Now, what's your argument?
I'm suggesting that you were concerned that people would recognize how mentally unstable this person may have been, and had he been identified as mentally unstable, he would have failed a background check and not been able to purchase that weapon.
No, John. Background checks don't test people's mental abilities. That's exactly what they don't do. That's a misnomer. That's actually misreporting, John. What background checks do is see if they have any criminal past. This guy didn't, and this guy is an absolute red flag for why background checks don't work. He passed the background check. What I was talking about is that Arizona has laws in Title 36
that say that if a person's unstable, a family member can report it to law enforcement, and they can take them in for observation if there's evidence that they are unstable and that they're dangerous. And if you have that tool available, you don't need to. Banning the weapon is like banning swimming pools because children drown in them.
Robert is a caller to our show. Robert, you're with Charles Heller, co-founder of the Arizona Citizens Defense League. Let's get a caller on. Yes, go ahead.
You don't ban. Okay, I'd love to. You don't ban the item, though. You teach the kid to swim. Go ahead, Robert.
All right, Robert, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Thank you. You're with Charles Heller.
Charles and John, can't we both agree that these psychomaniacs exhibited their mental maniacness long before they ever showed a gun?
This fellow evidently was unstable and had shown it. I don't know that every single one of them does, and I'm not a psychological expert. But when you look at the fact pattern, like, for instance, the guy who did the massacre in at Lakeland, Florida, at Marjory Stoneman Douglas School, certainly displayed massive symptoms, and he was, and they were downplayed by the system so that it didn't make the statistics look bad. And furthermore, had the police done their job either beforehand, he would never have passed the background check, or afterwards, once he started shooting, had the police, the particular police, especially one officer, the lead guy, not displayed cowardice, they might have saved a lot of lives.
Do you support background checks, Charles?
What? No. They're horrible. They're stupid. And they're also a prior restraint on a right, John. They're totally illegitimate. And they don't save lives. What they do, look, John, you had a self-defense incident in your home, okay? Do you really think that the guy that assaulted you is going to, he's willing to come into a home, commit burglary in the second degree, which is what that is, and aggravated assault on top of it, is really going to go get a background check before he buys a gun?
Well, here's the deal, too. I mean, I'm 5 o'clock in the morning at my desk, and a guy kicks in my door and attacks me. I couldn't say to him, hang on just a minute, I'm going to run upstairs and grab my gun out of my safe, and then I'll be right back and shoot you.
You should have taken it off your hip.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a gun in my house 24 hours a day. I don't want to live
really?
Like that. Really?
John, you really ought to take my class. I'll teach you how to do it.
Well, I don't want to do it. Robert.
John.
Yeah. Robert.
Charles and his ilk need to throw us that bone. Background checks. If they don't
need
do any
what?
Good, then they don't do any good. But they need to have background checks. Period.
Why?
And wipe that
Why?
Off the table.
Why?
Because the general population insists on it.
All right, Robert.
It's a placebo, John. It's to make people feel good. It does no actual good. Look at the people who committed mass murder who passed the background checks. Sugarland, Texas, that guy passed the background check. Here in Tucson, the one we had here in Tucson, where 6 people got killed and 13 were tragically injured. It's some very, very nice people that I happen to know, okay? That guy passed the background check.
Gerald.
Background checks are feckless.
I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to have you back when we have more time. I'm out of time now because of the limitations of an hour show on the weekend, but it was a pleasure having you, and I appreciate you appearing on the show, and we'll have you back. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Charles Heller, co-founder of the Arizona Citizens for Defense League, past president, Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership, and host of the Swap Shop, and Liberty Watch weekends, Sundays on KVOI. We'll be back with Jim Hanley with our financial report on this Saturday. Thanks for being with us back after these messages. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. Welcome back to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Work Studios. Receiving the right financial advice during these difficult times can make all the difference, and this is the time to meet Jim Hanley. Jim owns a financial advisory company. His company administers millions of dollars through his customer accounts, small enough to offer personal representation, large enough to offer a myriad of opportunities to protect and grow your investments. Here's Jim Hanley. Hi, Jim.
Hi, John.
We got a jobs report. New claims lowest since the pandemic began. Airlines ramping up routes to vacation destinations. That's all good news. How good is it?
Well, it's really good, John. The 684,000 new claims that were filed last week is the lowest that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic. They were down about 97,000 claims from the previous week. So it's great news. It shows that the economy continues to recover and that, well, best of all, that people are not losing their jobs. I saw that on the continuing claims front, last week, continuing claims were down 264,000 to 3,870,000. It was not last week. That figure was from March 13th. So great news there, too. So I hope it doesn't mean that people are just exhausting their unemployment benefits and then going off continuing claims, but that they're getting called back to work. And in fact, we've seen that the number of people who file claims who say that this is a temporary job loss is up significantly due to the pandemic. It's about 28% of the people that file claims say that this is temporary. In other words, that they're laid off and that they expect to be called back to work. So good news on that front. We also see that the fourth quarter GDP figure was revised upward to 4.3%. Annualized. Now, that doesn't mean that GDP for the entire year was 4.3%, only that the fourth quarter showed pretty good economic activity. So I wanted to take a minute and express my sympathy and my condolences to the family of Michael Gordy. Michael succumbed to the COVID-19 disease last week, and he was well known in Democratic Party circles and progressive circles and in the education area. He was a veteran teacher, a leader of the Tucson Educators Association for many years, and it's a real loss for the progressive community to lose Michael. And also wanted to express my sympathies to former city council person Nina Trasoff, whose husband Rodney passed away last week. I don't know the circumstances of that loss or whether it was pandemic related or not, but wanted to express my sympathies to her.
That's tragic, and I would share your feelings about both of those individuals, who I know Nina very well after many interviews with her as a city council person, and also Gordy, who, as I've interviewed a couple of times, and he was so respected in so many different parts of the Democratic Party and the progressive movement of Southern Arizona, and had so much time for so many people. I don't know how he had any time for himself, and I don't think he gave himself much time. He gave it everything he had to other people, which made him just a remarkable figure in Tucson that will be missed terribly. Let's talk about the pandemic and whether the governor is acting too quickly to open things up, and do we have a problem there, Jim Hanley?
Well, yes, I think so, John. The chairperson of the County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bronson, felt so strongly about it to call it reckless. That he basically eliminated any mandate for bars and restaurants to close early, to exercise any physical distancing restraints. He eliminated any mask requirement for the state as well. In effect, he has completely rolled back COVID-19 suppression protocols. I watched an interview with Dr. Francisco Garcia that was conducted earlier this week. I think maybe it was Wednesday after the County Board of Supervisors meeting. And he pointed out that that in March there was 1,400 new cases of coronavirus-19. There was 44 deaths. There are 97 people, or as of March 24th, there were 97 people in Pima County in hospitals, and 29 of them in ICU. And I just mentioned Michael Gordy as one of those 44 deaths that we suffered. And that the figures that we have in Pima County are actually worse than they were in March of last year. And if you'll recall, Governor Ducey rolled back COVID suppression protocols in early May of last year under pressure from the business community. And we saw what happened was that there was a spike in cases in June. And it really set the economic recovery for Arizona back by months. When he did this prematurely. So we see him acting recklessly again. We saw a statement from ADHS, Arizona Department of Health Services Director Kara Crist, who said that the reason why they had eliminated the protocols was because there are vacancies in the hospitals that the hospitals are not at capacity for treating people in intensive care. So it seems that as long as there are available beds, they will act as if there is no threat to the pandemic. And very interestingly, she talked about the fact that she and the governor agree that really, there is no such thing as public health efforts, that the governor and the government should play no role in public health decisions, that the individual has the right to determine whether, they are at risk or not for health. Go ahead, John.
Well, that's insane. No, that's just totally insane. Jim, we're out of time. I want people to realize they can talk with you about their financial situation if they would just simply call you at 623-3646, 3646, or go to jimhanleyllc.com. A lot of things on really one of the best websites in America when it comes to financial advice. And I say that without reservation. People need to go to your website, jimhanleyllc.com. There's something there for everyone. Jim, we're out of time. Hope you have a great weekend. Appreciate all your observations. It's great talking with you, and I hope to talk with you again next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, John. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jim.
Have a great day.
Jim Hanley, 623-3646. I want to thank Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works. This is the place I take my cars when I have problems with them. And I am so glad that I chose this place, because this is an honest mechanic who knows what the hell he's talking about and what he has done to keep me on the road. It's been a miracle at a very fair price. Take your car to Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Call him at 323-8650. Have a good weekend, everybody. So nice to talk with you. Enjoyed being with you. Join me next week for the John C. Scott Political Forum.
We now present the 10 best sounds of planet Earth. Birds chirping. A babbling brook. The wonderful sounds of an orchestra. The ocean shore. A summer storm. Diving into your pool on a hot summer day. When your wife says,
I love you.
The first time your baby laughs. And here is the most wonderful sound you can ever hear.
That sound is the sweetest sound you can ever hear. Your car starting and getting you where you need to be. At Perfection Auto Works, our free 26-point inspection ensures you will hear that sound every morning and have peace of mind. From brakes, starters, belts and tires, complete auto repair. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.